Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Our friends from Bluegrass Quality Meats have joined us again. It's tailgating season, and as David pointed out, the Bengals started last night playing host to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tell us a little bit about the tailgate season. What kind of goodies are available?
Well, you know, tailgating is a great thing to do. I mean, it's about getting together with friends, family, just cheering on your favorite team. You do it all level. I mean, you know, some high schools going on here, actually tailgates for high school.
Sure.
Certainly there's the college scene and the NFL. So it's all around us. And we're going to be down at Longworth Hall this year. Pregame regular season.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to take, I don't know, three or four varieties down there, probably about 500, just hand out free brats or medals.
That's awesome.
To the Bengal fans, and just be a part of that, just kind of support the community. So
that is fantastic.
It really is. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
After you.
Do you typically, like this time of year, high school's kicking off, college is kicking off, NFL is kicking off, do you see a spike in the Mets and the brats and so forth, you know?
I think that our biggest season is Memorial Day. So that's
okay.
That's the biggest time, is driven by retailer ads and people mm-hmm. taking time off. And it's kind of the kickoff to summer. So that's the biggest thing. But what the tailgate does is really extends the season.
Sure it does.
So we just continue at a pretty high level through the football season. And it's a great thing to do. Probably the best tailgate I ever saw, I was down in parking lot D before a Bengals game
mm-hmm.
a few years ago. And some fans from Green Bay were there, and they had a table set up, and they had the most variety of toppings that you can imagine.
Wow.
I mean, they had mozzarella cheese, cheddar cheese, they had salsa, they had marinara sauce, they had all kinds of mustards and relishes. And, you know, tailgating is you know, kind of put that variety out there and let people do it the way they want it.
That's a great idea.
Keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it cold and keep your food safe. But mm-hmm. really just put a variety out there and let people do it the way they like to do it and keep it casual. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I love that, and I see that there's a couple of different things listed on their website, bluegrassqualitymeats.com. And there's even a place where we can find Bluegrass Quality Meats. So you mentioned last time you were here that you supply a lot of other businesses with your product, and you also help a lot of charities and fundraisers and stuff. Where can our listeners find your product?
Well, at retail, pretty much every major retailer mm-hmm. and most every independent. You know, Bratz and Metz everywhere. You know, really. Deli meats, the same thing. We're the largest selling ham in the market in the deli category. So your major retailers, your Kroger's, your Meijer's, Jungle Gyms, Walmart's, Remke's.
Make sure
you're down the line.
Yep. When you go grocery shopping, make sure Bluegrass Quality Meats is on that list.
Right.
And I heard a little rustling of plastic. Did you guys hear that? How's that beef jerky over there, John? I told you it wasn't going to last long.
No, it's addictive. Unfortunately, when you open the bag, you think, well, yeah. I'll take one piece. And no, that's not how it works.
Yeah, one more and maybe one more. Yeah. Look, there's just a couple left, you know. As my mom would say when she'd fix a big meal, and if there were a couple of little things left, she'd go, sweetie, can't you just finish that for me, please? So that's where I get that is, well, mm-hmm. if you open the bag, you might as well eat it all.
That's how I look at it. I'm with you, Ernie.
749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. And you have the factory or the shop is in Crescent Springs. So that's why it's very important. We're always just stressing this, to buy and to shop locally. You can't get any more local than that.
We're right in your backyard, and we're borderline Erlanger and Crescent Springs. Mm-hmm. We're right there, you know, right around the corner from where you live. We've been there since 1972. That's when our grandfather broke ground and built that building, moved out of Covington.
Mm-hmm.
So we've added on multiple times. If you ever drive by and you see the different elevations of the roof, that's every time we had to add.
That's every addition. A little growth there.
A little growth.
749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie. We need to pause for a moment. We have David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey guys, my name is Jason Tilson, firefighter from Black Canyon, Arizona, and I love Firehouse Subs because the more subs they sell, the more they are able to help save lives in our communities. That's why the guys at Firehouse Subs are introducing the new $5 snack time combo. From 2 to 5 p.m. every day, you can get a small sub, chips, and a 22-ounce drink all for just $5. So now, even an afternoon snack can help save lives because a portion of every Firehouse Subs purchase goes towards providing life-saving equipment for first responders all across the country. Thanks, guys. It means a lot to all of us.
New $5 snack time combo at Firehouse Subs. 2 to 5 p.m. every day. Get a small sub, 22-ounce drink, and chips for just $5. But hurry, it's for a limited time only. Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen. Firehouse of America will donate 0.13% of your purchases in 2017 at all U.S. locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation with a minimum donation of $1 million. For full details, visit firehousesubs.com.
Hello, Cincinnati. GEICO presents things that'll make you feel good.
Cows have BFFs. It's true. They have one friend they go halvesies with on everything. Something else to make you feel good. GEICO's been offering great savings and service for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. And that satisfying coverage isn't just for your car. The GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo. And GEICO offers motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. You know what else will make you feel good? Scientists discovered it snows on Mars. Maybe one day we'll make snow Martians. And GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. So breathe easy. We've got your back. Plus, you might be able to save even more money because GEICO has local agents in your area who could help you find savings, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service.
So Cincinnati, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office. You'll feel better after you do.
Choose to be a part of your patient's care team. Choose the nation's leading hospice provider. Choose VITAS Healthcare. Refer your hospice-appropriate patient today. Call 888-VITAS-80 or go to VITAS.com. That's VITAS.com.
JeffWellerNissan.com.
ANS Electric Supply is your complete commercial wholesale supplier, offering everything lighting and electrical, wire and wiring devices, conduit and enclosures, and everything in between. Need light bulbs? They're here. Incandescent, fluorescent, HID, and LED. Wire connectors, terminals, even tools. ANS Electric Supply has exactly what you need. ANS Electric is your fully stocked electric wholesaler. For all of your commercial and residential electric and lighting needs, choose ANS Electric Supply in Erlanger. Online at a-s-electric.com.
Jack says, this month, things are heating up. It's the $25,000 Summer Days Giveaway at Jack's Cincinnati Casino. Every Friday and Saturday from 6 to 10 p.m., one winner every 15 minutes will win up to $25,000 in free play instantly. Earn entries all month playing your favorite machine or table game. $25,000, one winner every 15 minutes, only at Jack's Cincinnati Casino. See Club Jack for complete details. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Got a question? Call us at 749-B105. In and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys.
Welcome back. In and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. And we had David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats with us. We're talking about great food and tailgating. But before we get back to our conversation with them, Tony, we have Steve on the line from Glendale. He's got a four-year-old apple tree and something is nibbling on the leaves. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Yes. And I don't know, it's been, as I notice every year over the, and this year it's gotten really worse, so the branches are, have literally none of the leaves on there except for the new growth at the top of the branch. And I don't know if, I should have, if there's a spray that would, might take care of this, something that's been nibbling on there and eating all the leaves off, but it's not affected by other tree that's,
right,
feet away that bad. Yeah.
Have you inspected the foliage or the branches closely? And did it happen rather quickly?
No, it's just kind of gradually.
Gradually?
Over,
okay.
Yeah. It's not like it was night and day. I just, it's kind of like got me looking and, you know, it's more, there would be leaves and you just really don't notice it, you know,
right,
like I said, night and day. It's just kind of like all of a sudden you're like, well, where'd all the leaves go?
Right.
You know?
Right. Couple things could be taking place. One, I don't know where you live. You know, this is kind of spotty. A lot of various areas throughout the tri-state have had an infestation of Japanese beetles, you know, various beetles. A lot of times, you know, you'll see that type of damage on apple trees and other trees as well. Also, what I noticed, especially with some crab apples, you know, in the apple trees, the fruiting trees, they fall in the same family. Caterpillars. Just a couple of weeks ago, the yellow-necked caterpillar was wreaking havoc on a lot of trees and can decimate the foliage rather quickly. They they're in groupings and they'll just chew on a tree, and before you know it, it's like, just as you stated, where did the foliage go?
Right.
So you might want to inspect it a little closer, and you may not even see that activity continuing as we speak. So that may be over and done with.
Yeah.
But throughout the course of the season, it's always a good idea. You know, unfortunately, I know a lot of people don't want to do this, but it's very hard to grow fruit and do it organically. So you might want to use some sprays such as Seven and so forth.
Okay, Seven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And only do that. Do never spray Seven when your fruit trees are in bloom, because that can be detrimental to the bees.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. So Seven would be good, and hopefully that would take care of the problem with the leaf blowage on growth on that.
Yeah, just keep an eye on things and inspect your trees closely throughout the season. And usually when you do that, you're on top of the game.
Okay. I have one other question, if I may. You talked about a product from Fruitloom, I think a week or so ago, that kills crabgrass.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could tell me the name of that product again.
Yes, that product is called Weed Out.
Weed Out?
Weed Out. Or you might also see it called Weed Out with Q. That was the old label. And the Q stands for quinclorac, and that is the active ingredient that will go after crabgrass.
Okay.
And and another little tip real quick, we'll let you go, is you know, you can also look for another product called, it's got phenoxyprop in it, which is very good too, as well as, you know, getting rid of crabgrass. Late in the season, crabgrass can be a little difficult to get rid of, especially when we push above 85 degrees. Keep temperature in mind.
Okay.
And once we press that threshold, don't even spray it.
Okay.
It will eventually die out anyhow.
Okay.
Go after it with a pre-emergent next year.
Okay.
So stay in touch with us. Let us know how things go with the apple tree.
Okay, will do.
All right,
thank you.
749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats with us this morning. And one of the things I mentioned a few minutes ago was about all the charitable work that you do or helping charities throughout the tri-state. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, we're 150 years old, and we've always been charitable, but we've stepped it up a little bit this year, and want to give back to the community that's helped us get to be here for 150 years. I've got a little list of some of the people that we've tried to help out. If I can go through them real quick. And I can't guarantee these are all this weekend. I know St. Joseph Festival in Crescent Springs is this weekend, and Ernie's going to be there tonight, he told me.
I will be.
And he says he's going to buy everybody a beer. They come up and say hi to him.
Hey, that's nice of you, Ernie.
Cincinnati Fatherhood Celebration at Talbert House, Sawyer Point, will help them. Campbell County Football. It's not all schools. Dixie Heights Football, Summit Academy, Transitional School, Haley's Comet Fundraiser for Cystic Fibrosis, the Deli Skirt Game, Alzheimer's Foundation, so a lot just across the board. And even as far down as Louisville, we had some requests, David, for the veterans down there and donate a product.
That's fantastic. So. It's very commendable, and a lot of people sometimes that has the success of Bluegrass Quality Meats in 150 years in business will sometimes focus more on just keeping the business alive. But that's awesome that you like to reach out and enjoy helping out others.
Yes, we do.
Nicely done.
And we also try to keep the business alive, Ernie.
I thought that was David's job.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yeah.
He's rowing that boat, right?
It's a team effort.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Very nicely done. Do you often find yourself thinking, well, maybe we need to find a new product, or if something shows up, do you do some research there too and go, you know, maybe we could develop this?
We do. I mean, our business has basically been reinvented in the last 25 years. I mean, a lot of items we made more than that, of course, customers we had for 50 years. But there's a lot of items that we've brought on in the last 10 years or so that we didn't make before.
Really?
Right. We sell, like the Mets and the Brats, we added varieties. We had a Met and we had a Brat.
Yeah.
We didn't even have the two in a package together, the zebra pack, as some people call it.
Yeah, so, I see that.
I think we had a hot. We added a hotter than hot we didn't have before. We added a cheesy. We added the jalapeno cheese. So sometimes they're line extensions, not totally new inventions. So those types of things. We took our bacon, which is like the best bacon in the market.
Agreed.
We did a little twist. We made a double smoked thick slice on it. And so that has a whole new audience for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to grow business that way. We do a lot of private label business also. We pick up customers that we make product to their spec, or they buy our product under their label and sell it in new geographies beyond where we typically reach.
Mm-hmm.
We use the same technology that we use to make hams. We use the same technology to make turkey breast. We started selling turkey breast a few years ago. We had somebody making it for us. We said, we can make better turkey breast and at a lower cost. Let's do that ourselves. And so those are ways that we try to grow our business.
So when people's tastes change, you have to be on top of that as well, too. You know, for instance, you mentioned those new products, but people will often look at, you just mentioned turkey breast, where their diet interests have changed.
Right. There's a lot of interest in turkey. But across the board, we've had an ongoing effort to reduce sodium in our product over the last, I'd say, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll take an existing product and make some adjustments to that to make it more palatable. I think people are putting less salt in their food today than they were 10 years ago, and we want to have that match. We also want to have the match that fits here regionally. We're not a national company. We won't have to worry about what people like in California or Texas or New England. We want to have what people like around here. And that's the way we target our product, make it as good as we can, make it fit regionally, and then skew it to be more healthy as time goes on.
Agreed. Thank you. 749-B105, in and around the house with Tony and Ernie. We're talking with David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats, and you can get to their website, bluegrassqualitymeats.com. We do need to pause for a moment. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation. We'll be right back. Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats in with us, and we were just talking in the break, and very important, kids are back in school.
Right.
I know back in our day, we usually didn't go back until after Labor Day weekend, but it's important for moms to be prepared, and we wanted to touch base about some things you guys have to make a little bit easier for them.
Absolutely. Back-to-school lunch, you know, it's a big thing, and it's an opportunity to really allow your child to eat what they like. Mm-hmm. You know, if they go to school and they get the school meal and they don't like it, they throw it away. That's not doing the kid any good. So the best thing maybe is to give them a choice. If there's something on the menu they want to buy, give them the money, let them buy that lunch that day.
Right.
But also, let them have the opportunity to have a fresh-made sandwich.
Sure.
And have a hand in. Maybe they can even help make their sandwich. It's easier on mom and dad.
Even better.
But there's a lot of deli meats that we have in delis. We have, you know, hams. We have turkey breast, roast beef, corned beef, bologna, whatever the kid has. So it's a good idea to have two or three varieties at home, depending on how many kids you have. And you can buy a slice or more, you know, so you can keep it all fresh.
Sure.
Couple of cheeses, and then just find out what your child likes. Make that sandwich that morning, send it fresh with them. Throw some fruit in there. Maybe apple off your apple tree, whatever you got going on this fall.
Yeah, and, great to have that available.
Give them a variety. Keep it fresh.
Yep. Give them an opportunity when they come home from school, if you're not home yet and they're hungry.
Right.
You can go right to the refrigerator and get some fresh deli meats.
Yeah, we were talking in break, and Paul, what he does, he cooks a lot of bacon up at a time on a cookie sheet in the oven, 400 for 20, 25 minutes. But he'll take a couple of pounds, put it in a Ziploc after it's cooked in the refrigerator, and his girls can come home and just eat bacon strips like it's, like you're eating a turkey in here. So,
yeah, like
easy snack, easy snack.
Our producer, John, just blazed through his gift pack of jerky, and that's a great idea. I was surprised when you said, Paul, that you like to cook it in the oven I was assuming you used a broiler, but maybe that's I'm showing my age there. But you just bake it.
We just bake it. Line your cookie sheet with aluminum foil. Tony, you said sunny. You know, I don't know if it's shiny side, dull side.
I've heard that five times this past week or two.
I've had both. I can assure you I've done it both ways, and it turns out the same each time.
I agree with you.
I can honestly say I've never heard of whether or not it was the right or the wrong side of aluminum foil, but now I got a good look. But
well, maybe we'll get a caller that can call us in and point us in the right direction. But anyway, take your cookie sheet, and it's really better to do it this way because you can make a lot of bacon, cook a lot of bacon at one time. Mm-hmm. People don't want the mess. You know, you put it on top of the stove top, you get splatter, cook it in the oven at about 410, 400 to 410 for 20 to 25 minutes. Line that sheet first with aluminum foil. Makes the cleanup so much easier. Mm-hmm. And now you've made a lot, you've cooked a lot of bacon at one time on one shot in 25 minutes, even if you have to put two sheets in there.
I got to tell you, that's going to help my wife tremendously with the great bacon raid coming up in September. And that's kind of where that started. She had been cooking bacon, and my friend Indian and several guys were over getting ready for a ride. And as she turned her back and he snuck in and grabbed a handful of bacon, and that's when she turned around and said, you got to quit raiding the kitchen for bacon. And that's where it stuck. Now she can prepare a lot of that in the oven and leave the oven door shut. Daggone it.
Yeah. When you get done cooking it, you may want to take a paper towel or something, get it out of there, put it on a plate on a paper towel, absorb some of the grease off of it. Bag it up in a Ziploc, put it in the fridge, and you're good to go.
David, you mentioned something, too, about how you introduced different cuts of bacon. What prompted that? I guess just the people's personal choices? Or
We had a retailer back some years ago called Biggs, and a gentleman there wanted a bacon under his label, and he wanted something different than was in the market. So we came out with a thick slice double smoked bacon at the time, and that's where we started selling that at retail. Today, we're selling a lot of it through food service. So some recipe or some restaurants and a company that actually goes on QVC and some other places does some things with that bacon and sells it over the internet. So.
And I did notice I'm on your website now, bluegrassqualitymeats.com, and on the ham it says naturally hardwood smoked.
That's right.
So if you can enlighten me just a little bit, what's the difference between a hardwood or is there something unique about that?
Well, there's different smokes available. So we have a hardwood, which is a blend of woods, rather than just saying it's just hickory or just, you know, what other wood that might be used. Apple wood's out there on some products.
Okay.
But we really like the recipe we have, so we stick with the smoke we have.
It's really, really good. And I'm looking forward to it, Tony. Paul invited us to come by and visit, and I certainly intend to do that. Again, the website is bluegrassqualitymeats.com. Got a list of their products. You can contact them, and I just love the recipe feature where if you have one of your favorites, you can post a recipe, or if you're looking to do a little cooking, you can go on there and go, I'm going to try this today.
Yeah, we like to keep a variety out there, keep it interesting. Fresh ideas. I mean, stimulate creativity.
Sure. 749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys, and it's been fantastic having you guys here again. We still have a few more minutes to share some more information. We do want to take a break here with Paul and David from Bluegrass Quality Meats joining us. If you have a question, give us a call, but we'll be right back. Welcome back in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. We have our friend David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats, and we've been talking a lot about food, and I just got a text from a friend of mine that says, daggone you guys, now I'm hungry and I'm headed to the store. Before we get back to you guys, we have Jeff on the line from Fairfield. Tony, he's got bug damage on white pines. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good.
How old are the white pines?
I'd probably say close to 20, 25 years.
Okay.
They range from 12 inches to 15 in diameter.
Are they bagworms or is some other kind of worm or bug?
No, they're not bagworms. I don't see them. The only time I see them is when I cut down the trees and I see the perfect hole that's inside the trunk of the tree.
The carpenter?
Are these holes like all in a row?
No, they're sporadic.
They're sporadic. You know, I was wondering if it might be woodpecker damage. So,
it's really hard for me. Is there a way that you can send us a photograph of some of this damage so I can help you a little better versus just kind of guessing? I mean, I'm not that I'm guessing, but I'd like to see it. I'm sorry?
Yeah, I can definitely do that. I can definitely do that.
Okay, do us a favor.
Yeah, this is all in the trunk, correct?
Yeah, well, it's not just the trunk, but that's where it's most prevalent. I see it all the way up through the trunk and on some of the larger limbs.
Yeah.
And I've heard that if we trim the bottom row of branches so it doesn't touch the ground, that will help. My yard backs up to a privacy hill in the subdivision.
Right.
I have probably a good 25, 30 different trees, and I've already lost four. I don't want to keep losing the rest of them because they tend to stay in a row.
Right.
So the trees that I've lost have all been in a row. So I want to try to prevent and stop the pattern from happening.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we could talk about a number of things, but really what gets white pines or the weevil, you know, so it could be a number of things going on, and if you're able to provide us a little bit of a photograph of some of these areas, it's going to be a lot easier to kind of diagnose it.
Okay.
But again, you know, white pines, too, have been on a decline in recent years, so a lot of it has to do with, you know, the types of soils that we have. Very high, you know, in alkaline, you know, the pH level and so forth in the clay. But obviously you're having insect issues. And a lot of times, you know, that's why I was asking you if all those little holes are in a row. You know, usually that's a sap sucker. You'll see that type of damage. But it sounds like you might be having some weevil issues as well.
Okay. Yeah, I did notice when I was cutting down the last one, inside one of the branches was like a grub-sized, maybe like, I don't know, an inch long at max. It's like a fat waxworm is what it looked like inside one of the branches. So I'm not sure if that was just because the tree was already dead and it was trying to do what it needed to do or if it was the actual cause of the issue.
That could be part of the cause as well. So hang on. I'll get John to get some information from you.
Okay.
And I'll give you a call back a little bit later here this morning, and we'll talk about it some more.
Thanks. 749-B105 in and around the house with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. David and Paul from Bluegrass Quality Meats been with us for a little bit, and we've been talking about food, and I just got another post from a friend of mine said, oh, you guys are killing me. I'm starving. I'm going to go get something to eat. Tony had an interesting question about some of the restaurants that you use.
I was really wowed the last time you were with us here in the studio that the amount of dogs that you provide, you know, you're a local business providing all these hot dogs to other local chili parlor businesses. You know, for example, I love Gold Star. You know, there's Price Hill Chili. What was that number, Paul, you had mentioned to us last time you were here, the number of dogs you guys will do annually to supply these guys? It was incredible.
It's just a little south of 10 million
wow.
pony dogs a year.
I've helped with some of those. I will say that. And I cannot mimic that dog that you buy from Gold Star and other places. You know, even though I do them at home, when you take those home, the cheese is melted just right. Everything's just there. And you know, a couple of bites and they're gone. It's like, oh, I need more.
There for a minute, I thought you were creating hot dogs at home when you said you were going to try to mimic the hot dog. I wanted to see that.
It's just that whole texture, the flair. You know, just how everything that when you pick up a, if it's one, what do they call those, coney crates?
Yes.
Oh. Man, I'm a sucker for that stuff. And I love the hot sauce on it, too. It's just...
Now,
of dogs, I was just south, you said south of 10 million?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Incredible.
And one of the restaurants, too, I believe it was Gold Star, has that Hot Met promo that
that's
they do.
That's a limited time offer they do occasionally. They got another one coming up with the stadium-style bratwurst and some sauerkraut and a variety of however you want it made.
Well, so, I am there for the
Oktoberfest, I guess, right?
Yeah, speaking of that, Oktoberfest is quickly approaching.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about that. I mean, there's got to be some great opportunities there for Bluegrass Quality Meats.
Oh, there is. You know, the other day I was walking through a store, I saw these pretzel buns, and it's like, oh, wow, I got to get some of those.
Yeah.
I mean, put some brats and mitts on those and top it with sauerkraut. Paul and I were talking. He browns the sauerkraut in a skillet before he adds the brats or the mitts. And so some brown mustard, and there you go.
Maybe
I'll get some of that German cheese, some Emmentaler, you know, grate that, put it over the top. Try to go as German as I can.
See, my wife cans and makes and cans sauerkraut, and I'm not a fan. When I was growing up, it was, and I'm sure you guys experienced this too, what was on the table is what was, that was dinner. You either ate that or you went without. And I can remember walking home and getting close to the door and smelling sauerkraut and getting, oh no, this is what I'm going to have to eat. And so I haven't really been a fan of it, but my wife and my mother and father-in-law love it. Our friend Sherry Burdett will come over, and my wife Lisa and her will spend 2 or 3 days making all this stuff and canning it. And now that you just said you brown it in a skillet,
mm-hmm.
So you do that after it's already made, or do you make it yourself?
No, it's already made. Mine's store-bought.
See, because that little singe might help me get through that.
Yeah, maybe a little caraway seed, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm...
Tell your wife I'd be more than happy to try her sauerkraut.
Okay. I'm sure you'll like happy. It. I'm sure she'll be happy to share, since you're going to help her with the great bacon raid coming up in September.
Well, I know, too, if you like sauerkraut, you have to be putting that on your corned beef.
Oh, yeah.
About that Reuben. Oh, my gosh.
It's sacrilegious not to. Absolutely.
That kind of answers that, doesn't it?
Sauerkraut and brat is really good.
Yeah.
You know, at our little church festival in Walden, when we have it, that's one of the options you have. You know, sauerkraut and brat with a little mustard, you know, some brown mustard. And it's good.
Oh, yeah, spicy brown mustard. It all relates, Ernie.
Yeah. Now, the browning it in the skillet makes it a little more interesting to me. I might be able to do it because I can't stand raw onions. Now, my dad used to eat a half a raw onion every day. But I'm not a fan of onions unless they're sauteed either on a grill or in a pan or something. Then I love them. So maybe that's the key for me to go into the sauerkraut, right, Paul? My wife is listening, so I got no doubt that there's going to be an opportunity for me to try that.
I like onions always. It's just raw, cooked, however. On the grill?
Yeah.
You got to have an onion.
Oh, it just used to make me cringe. David, mom would cut an onion in half and peel away the bunch. Yeah. And Dad would just pick it up and eat it like an apple. Nah, braver man than I. Well, just before we get out of here, let's make a little round table here. Is there anything else we might have missed that we want to bring up quickly? I know you guys are celebrating 150 years. And very charitable. You're always helping out organizations and charity events. And any new products maybe coming our way?
Not anything right now on the horizon.
All right.
Not anything new right now. But, yeah, we're a family-owned business, 5 generations, 150 years, local.
Locally owned and operated.
Meats are no MSG added, gluten-free. A lot of them are, you know, sodium's been reduced on them.
So make sure that you get to your local grocer and pick up Bluegrass Quality Meats. And go to bluegrassqualitymeats.com if you need some more information on their product and what to look for. But I got to be honest with you, everything that came out of the goodie box last time you were here got devoured, and it's awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in again.
Thanks for having us in.
We'll look forward to that tour, and we'll be in touch soon. In and Around the House with Tony and Ernie, your local home and garden guys. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week.